A little more than a year ago, the Rhode Island Foundation gathered more than 300 people from across the community to brainstorm ways to boost the state's sagging economy. The two-day event, known as Make It Happen, addressed everything from closing the skills gap to marketing the state. The Rhode Island Foundation pumped $1 million into the project. Joining us now for an update is Rhode Island Foundation President and CEO Neil Steinberg. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. How are you, Elizabeth?
So about a year ago, you were in our studio saying that by this time, you wanted to be able to say you made it happen. So how'd you do?
I think we generally did pretty well. Several things came out of this initiative. On one level, we actually think, and we got feedback on this, we've helped shape the conversation. So the basis of Make It Happen, the principles were to be positive, to look forward, and take rhetoric to action. And so all of those components have played into this. We also said the intent was not to do a grand plan for the state, but to jumpstart things. And that we did. So we've reported on the $1 million that we put out in various increments to well over a dozen initiatives that got started and are well underway. And I can name a few of those.
Yeah. What can you point to specifically and say that is because of Make It Happen?
Sure. First of all, we seeded three groups that got together individually to take things forward. One was a design group. There's a huge design industry and cluster in the state. A medical technology, medical device group is now meeting. And most recently, we announced one of the last grants we did in that cohort was for digital technology. So those are three newer economy type industries. They're thriving in Rhode Island. We've got talent in Rhode Island, some homegrown, some from the colleges, universities, and some that moved here. But all three share one thing. They think that they're high growth, and they think that by working together, they can enhance those sectors in the state of Rhode Island.
Are there any actual new businesses that have come here or companies that have expanded as a result of this?
I think it's too new for that. I think it's captured companies that are here that really have not met or seen or interacted with others. It's dealing with some of the startups. Some other things that were done, the collaborative among all the colleges, universities. So the first time we got 11 colleges, universities in the state to all get together to work in a consortium of some kind to provide economic development analysis and data for the state. So they're working with the legislative representatives and the governor's representatives to do that.
Now, Neil Steinberg, you also said part of your goal with this, you invested $1 million. You were hoping that others would step up and follow your lead. Did that happen?
Not really to that extent, but we think that there were many ideas that got jump-started for that did have investment. Last week, the Hatch Entrepreneurial Center opened in Providence. It's designed to provide space for entrepreneurs, for new businesses. The Murphy family invested their money, their business's home loan and investment, into that. And we've seen other scenarios like that.
Now, from the beginning, you said there were no silver bullets here, and you pointed to job training as a way to pick at unemployment in Rhode Island. So what has been done thanks to Make It Happen to give Rhode Islanders the training they need that might land them that job?
Yeah, that's probably the toughest one. So the combination of job training, skills gap, job matching is huge. There's a very vibrant manufacturing industry still in Rhode Island. We've got over 1,800 manufacturers. We've got 40,000 plus people working in manufacturing. We've been working, and one of the other initiatives out of Make It Happen was working with Bryant and with Ray Fogarty out at the Chaffee Center and the Rhode Island Manufacturers Association. And that is to go out and see manufacturers, see what they need, what skill levels they're looking for in new employees, try and match it up. We've worked with the Governor's Workforce Board and seeded some initiatives on internships and to get people out there from the schools, whether it's at high school or college levels. So a lot of individual things, but no wholesale, this is how we move the whole ship. It's a big issue, and we need a big effort on it, bigger than even this.
Are you disappointed that you're not seeing more of a wholesale effort?
I think we need more urgency. I do believe that with still 48,000-plus unemployed folks in the state, that we need from all areas a more concerted effort on how we get people back to work with jobs that we hear that are out there.
Let's talk a little bit about your marketing campaign, the It's All in Our Backyard campaign. Neil Steinberg, how does this tie in to Make It Happen?
Sure. This was a direct outgrowth of Make It Happen. So there were many themes when we got these 300 people together. One of the overriding themes was that Rhode Island has a negative self-esteem challenge, that we need to understand what our resources are, what our strengths are, what our success stories are, and tout them. So out of that, and with some others, we developed this campaign to market the state internally, to convince and demonstrate to Rhode Islanders that while we do have challenges, and whether it's taxes or it's regulatory reform or all kinds of things that really every state has in some form or fashion, that we still have a lot of strengths that we can leverage and success stories.
Well, Neil Steinberg, after the Make It Happen event last September, Rhode Island Foundation gathered all the input, crafted a report. What popped up as a barrier that you weren't expecting as you set out to implement these report findings?
I don't know if there were a lot of surprises. I think the fact that it's a lot of things. You referenced before that there's no silver bullet. And so there's not one section of the state. There's not one industry. There's not one person that's going to move us forward. It really is everybody pitching in. One of the things we said at Make It Happen is the them is us. So everybody's got to work at this.
So what happens next? How do we make it happen?
So we think we're making it happen. We have some more time to look at some of these things that we funded over the last 6 to 9 months. And we're actually, we just announced another effort that we're doing in partnership with EDC, with the Economic Development Corporation, and with the Statewide Planning Office. And that is, beginning in October, we are going to facilitate or have facilitated sessions with 8 sectors of the economy, so industry clusters, to get more ideas and more action.
Neil Steinberg, President and CEO of the Rhode Island Foundation, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.